What up, what up? Welcome back to the Truth of Darion Show, and I'm your host, Don Darion. Thank you so much for tuning in. Helping me get through this show is my very special lady, Lauren the G. What's going on, Lauren?
I'm doing good.
Why you gotta Living laugh? Life. I'm trying to be nice. Why you gotta be like, why you gotta
I mean,
laugh?
It's just weird for you to call me your special lady.
Anyway, so we have a special man. No, let me not say that. We got one of our friends joining me for this show. His name is Dwayne. Dwayne, what's up? Thank you so much for finally coming. How about
exactly.
that?
Let's exactly. say that. Exactly. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, finally.
Because you was supposed to be here last show, but it's okay.
It's all right.
It's okay. We'll get past that.
Good things come to those who wait.
Right. All right. Today is Sunday, May 6, 2018. We have another great show for you today. 30 minutes of nonstop chatter. We're broadcasting here in Dallas, Texas, where your president came a little bit earlier. Anyway, we'll talk about that.
Your president came here earlier.
We talk entertainment.
Yeah.
We talk millennial life.
Yeah.
And we talk that shit.
You okay. love saying that.
I was
you
trying
just
to.
Like...
Well, that's my only. I really don't curse. So I really try
he
to.
He curses all the time.
Why not in public. Dwayne doesn't know this, okay? So don't.
You're exposing him right now.
I'm not exposing anything. I'm stating facts. Okay?
Anyway, we post new shows every Sunday or Monday or
definitely by Tuesday,
beginning of the week. Okay, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and BlogTalkRadio.com/TruthOrDarion. All right, so I said all of it. We good.
Good job.
Anyway, welcome, Dwayne. We got to get to know you. So we want you to explain yourself in three words. It's going to be on top of the head. So go ahead. Tell our audience, what are you like? Give me three things that you can explain yourself. This is a job interview.
Tell us where you're going to be in 5 years.
Like, seriously?
Yeah.
This is a real thing.
Well, how about this? I'll give you a quick background. I'm from Chicago. Okay. I moved to Dallas in 2015. I pretty much like it here. I am surprisingly, a baby daddy to an unbiological child. And I like trucks and Texas women.
It's funny that you
weather.
Said that, about you are a,
Him and
you're
Kanye
a baby
are
daddy
cousins.
To a, to a what? Say it again. You're a baby daddy to an unbiological child? Okay. It's funny you said that because we talked about Dwayne on the show a little bit earlier. You go back about two episodes.
Mm-hmm. not dating single mothers. I mean, we're not telling you not to, but we were discussing a man who said you shouldn't date single mothers and why. And we talked about Dwayne as an
example.
Reference. It's a reference
yeah,
to
you. Yeah, so I showed him the show, and then he was like, hey, you talked about me. I was like, oh, crap. We were talking a lot of crap. So anyway.
So we're being blackmailed right now.
Anyway, we really thank you for joining the show. Anyway, what y'all do this week?
I went out on a date. I dated.
You're always dating.
I am not always.
We literally
I am not
talked
always
about this
dating.
Last. We talked about this last.
It's
show.
With the same person. I have not been out in a while. I haven't been, you know, around males for a minute. So it's nice to
You're
actually
like
go J-Lo, out and see
things. Like you always need a man.
I don't always.
Oh,
need a man.
Sorry.
I haven't had a man in months. Thank you, asshole.
Oh, my bad.
Sorry.
Anyway, Dwayne, what did you do this week?
Well, you know, I work majority of the week. I work out a lot. But I did go out for one of our friends, one of our coworkers. You were there.
Oh, I was there. Yeah, we went bowling. It was drunk bowling. Yes. And I had
In the
to
middle
work.
Of the week.
And yeah. I was drunk.
That
I
was
do
dumb.
Much bowling.
That was not a good situation. I left early because I do have to work in the morning, but the next day was miserable.
Yeah.
Okay? Do not drink before you have to go to work. Okay?
You tried to convince me to go, and I'm glad I said no.
But it was a good time, though. Okay?
It was
a good time. It's not a lot of stuff to do in Dallas, but we found something. Anyway, y'all, we got to get the show started. Lauren is going to take it away. This is the segment called Lauren Explains It All, because Lauren knows it all in this hot topic celebrity gossip. So, Lauren, go ahead, take it away. What are we talking about this week?
We are first going to talk about United Airlines. Okay, let's talk about the sloppy...
United Airlines has been in the news for a while.
I mean,
they've been doing good.
They have been, I mean, out
no,
of all
they
the...
they drag that guy off the plane?
Yeah,
that was a long
and
time
that,
ago,
and that
though.
Was like... That
in
was...
between that, we've had a plane blow up, a lady got sucked out, Southwest, another window cracked in there, another plane randomly. So
That's
no one's
true.
Really worried about United right now. I mean, well, we are again.
So
because
now we're back to United.
Their flight attendant was drunk, like nasty drunk. Like, she made the announcements and it was like... Tight, like fasten your seatbelts, and if it's not tight, you fucked up. Oh, I didn't mean to.
How did they know she was drunk? What if she was
I mean,
just a
there
very?
There were pictures, and she looked sloppy drunk.
So did she get fired or anything?
Yeah, she's been removed, and they're compensating all the passengers with money because
I should have been on that flight.
I wish.
Well, first of all, I just want to. Well, hold on. Now, it was an emergency situation where, like, maybe United engine had exploded and busted a window. I would not want that flight attendant
flight. They said that when the window cracked on the Southwest flight, the flight attendant's face, like, she went pale. Like, okay, nasty pale.
I don't need flight attendants to be doing that. But
I mean, but the window cracked in midair and they had to do emergency landing because they were, like, going to lose pressure in the cabin. So, I mean, it was like a real, it just cracked all of a sudden. Like,
well, shout out to United. Nobody died.
Yep. Good job. Anyway. And bless that girl. Because I think you get more drunk when you're in the air, right? Because the air spinner. Yes.
That's actually probably
I think that's probably why she probably was just like a little bit tipsy. And then she got in the air and then she just, it just hit her.
Or, you know, sometimes I see people, because I work at the airport, I see people that will take a pill, they'll calm them down, and then take it with alcohol. And it completely...
Like in Bridesmaids.
I didn't think about that. People really do that. And they really get messed up. They really walk around the airport like, and I'm like, can you get out of my face? I already have to deal with angry people, now I gotta deal with your drunk self, and now you can't fly.
I just wanted to be calm on my flight. Like, okay, gosh, calm down, Darren, it's gonna be okay.
Five years in the industry, you know, it gets to you a little bit.
We're just gonna move on. Darren's a little bit of feeling.
Shout out to you, United.
Shout out to you. After all of that, shout out to you, United. Good job, guys. Moving on to Michael B. Jordan. He was on Temple University's campus. A black campus, despite the fact that he loves white chocolate. Sorry. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, go ahead, finish.
So I'm just saying. And now everyone says it's stupid to like DM celebrities because they're never going to answer. But this girl actually DM'd him and he met her and her friends and took pictures with her and everything. And she was black. Very pretty, though.
So, okay. But, well, we don't have to bring up the black and white thing, right, do we?
We do. Because you're surprised. You were surprised. You were like, you were thinking, like, is she white?
No,
she
I did not think girls. That. I don't have a problem with him dating.
I don't have a problem with it either.
It's that stigma with celebrities, though.
I just feel like when certain celebrities of certain colors get a certain amount of money, they start to
date. What do you mean stigma for celebrities? What do you mean?
A lot of black celebrities?
Yeah, more successful black men tend to lean more towards the white woman. Whereas a successful white woman, I haven't seen
what's the problem with that, though? I don't get
There's no problem with it. It's just, like, Kendrick Lamar, he, like, talks about, like, black empowerment, all that stuff. I was very surprised. They were like, oh, his baby mama's pregnant again, or there's something. And I was like, oh, she's super not black. Okay, I was really surprised that you don't, like, date black women when you talk about black empowerment. I had no problem. My sister's married to a white man. My little brother dates white girls. It's not an issue for me. Dwayne, it's just interesting.
Have you dated a white girl before?
No.
Yes. Psych, I don't know.
No.
Have you been sexually with a white girl before?
No.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Why?
Wait, not one time? No. You don't want to see the pink nipples?
No, not even that. I've been interested. I don't even know how to talk to white women. I feel like it's a different language that we speak.
I feel like
almost
it's easy, isn't it? I mean, no, I'm not saying, you know what? I'm not saying that white women are easy or anything.
I hate to say I'm more of a, I'm a nigga. And that's kind of the way I talk all the time. Okay. I'm not like, hey, I totally love Maroon 5. I'm like, nah, fuck that. I like a young pappy.
Well, see, I am, I can switch it up.
I mean, but you can tell that there are white girls, like some white girls act like they fuck black guys. Like, you can tell, like, oh,
but not,
she likes
I don't
black
want the
guys.
One that those? Acts black, though.
Not acts
want
black, she's got a little flavor.
Edamame eating.
Oh, my God.
I want a real
a
bike
vegan,
riding.
She loves tofu.
She loves, and she has an open toe stand with
the
straps.
She listens to, like, NPR.
But you just haven't found that. So what if Michael B. Jordan
Kenny
is,
Jessene.
Maybe he has.
And I don't want that. But if I was a fucking white girl,
it'd be like an all-the-way white girl. Right. I'm either going hard or go home, all right? Exactly. Like, if I'm going to go white, I'm going to go all the way in.
I've dated white girls, like, in high school, you know. But that's really... I mean, like he says, it's different. We're raised differently.
I've been with white guys
free,
before.
You know, like, I mean, I remember we went into, like, a room, lights off. We were in high school, okay? Mama was in the kitchen. We was in the room, and we were doing butterfly kisses. I don't know if you know what a butterfly kiss. I don't know if you know.
Hey, yeah, no, educate. For those who don't know, a.k.a. me.
A butterfly kiss is when you touch eyelashes. And
So you went to the dark to flutter lashes together?
Other stuff could have happened.
That's actually creepy.
My thing is other stuff could have happened because the
Put
mom was in the kitchen.
Put your lashes against mine.
The lights was off.
Your lashes feel so good.
I am not going to lie. I thought that was the weirdest thing
in
the world.
Oh my gosh,
I'm
Daddy,
not even going to lie.
Yeah, those lashes.
Boy, you look like you didn't catch pink eye. That's creepy, dude.
You don't get pink eye by touching lashes. You get it from getting poop in your eye.
She would know.
I work at an eye doctor's office. Okay. I'm a technician. That's my job.
Your theory is flawed. Okay. Let's move on. I'm sorry.
We're moving on. Rihanna is coming out with a reggae album.
Rihanna's finally not being the Avon lady.
Finally.
Oops. She has her own line, Fenty, bitch. Okay. it made $100 million in 4 days. Don't see her, okay?
And it's nice.
And she's coming out with a lingerie line called Savage, okay?
So Savage. So you fed into the whole makeup thing. Everybody has a makeup line. Now Rihanna's just trying to make more money off of you.
I got a makeup line.
Everybody. Yeah, because she actually has colors that I have, because my skin color, as you can see, I'm not light skin and I'm not dark skin. I'm like this weird brown in the middle. So normally I have to take like a really dark makeup and a light makeup and mix it together to find my color. But now Rihanna actually has my shades. So I don't have to do that shit.
What makes her...
You like three creams and
Because
two
she's
shades.
The only one that has 40 shades for black women. 40
well,
shades.
Well, I'm
There's
glad
no
that...
other brand that has for colored women. They don't have that. They don't
I have
50 colors.
Shades for black like, women.
Oh my God, what the...
Yeah, because he's a whore. Okay? Make sure that you get his test results before you let him put it in you, because you never know what's going on down there.
Oh my goodness. I cannot believe this.
Moving on to someone else who also cheated, who sleeps with lots of women, Kevin Hart. Well, guess what?
What?
His friend is the one that extorted him. His friend, like JT, the one that is in his movies, he's been in commercials with him.
Wait,
he's the one that got the tape. He's the one that tried to shop it out to different like organizations, different media outlets.
Is that why they were friends? Because he had this tape?
No, they've been friends for 15 years.
That's messed up.
He just got jealous. Well, he got jealous, obviously.
So my thing is, I'm okay with that because what Kevin Hart did was wrong. So, I mean, whatever's in the dark is going to come to light at some point.
But not
so
by your homie, bro.
So you're fine with blackmailing somebody to get money from them.
Well, if he was...
He wasn't even trying to help him out. He wasn't trying to like, oh, I want you to learn your lesson. He was trying to make some money because all he is a pro bowler and a friend of Kevin Hart, and he's made $30,000 in earnings
from
as a pro
bowler.
I feel
like that's enough.
If you're
friends with a celebrity, that should be enough.
Exactly.
I mean,
enough to what?
Look, he had a wife. He should not have been doing him. If he would never cheated on his wife, then that would have never happened.
That's true.
Right?
Technically.
I'm just
all
saying.
Men cheat. It doesn't matter.
Oh, my God.
Okay, we're going to get into that later
or
in the show.
Or most men cheat, whatever.
Because we've been having a heated discussion about cheating. So later in the show, when we talk some shit, we're going to get into it. Let's move on.
Okay, we're going to move on to Drake. So, I mean, we've all been watching the playoffs of the NBA, and Drake is sidelined for the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Raptors game, and he's been talking mess. So now he's been mourned by the NBA for foul language, because he called Kendrick Person a fucking pussy and told him, you know, try to count him to a fight on the sidelines. You can't be doing that. So now he's been mourned. Right. By the way, Celtics.
Wait, why
good job, guys.
Why can't you do that? I've seen people all the time throw beer bottles. Well, that's football games.
Yeah,
but...
that's football. It's different than basketball. It's a private organization. It's a small little arena. You can't do that.
Come on, Drake. You're like a proud girlfriend. Like, get out of here, dude.
You light skin. You ain't about to fight nobody behind. No way. Drake loves to look like he's hard, but he's not.
I crack up at Drake because, first of all, his music is fire. I love all of Drake's songs.
Despite the fact that it hasn't changed in the last like 10 years since he's been out.
It's good.
I'm not saying it's not. I like
but,
his music.
Like, to me, he's like the lamest person. Like, everybody talks about him, calls him lame and stuff like
because
that.
Because he is lame.
But he still has...
He has really good music.
He has the number one and number two song in the whole country. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, he's
good. Doing
big stuff. Does it change the fact that he's lame? You can make good music and still be a lame ass piece.
So would you date a lame?
Yeah, people date lames all the time.
Oh, okay.
I mean, look at Drake. He's turning hoes into housewives. Like, he's turning like hoes into like famous bitches all the time.
Come on, that's true.
I want
to get
here.
That famous.
I'm here for that.
I'm here for that. Like, if I fuck you, like you
get famous
like some
just
famous
from fucking
right,
exactly. Like, famous by association. My dick can make you famous.
Oh my
Who can
goodness.
Say that? You may be lame, but my dick
I
can make
say,
you famous.
I'm gonna say Ray J did that. Ray J wasn't that.
Bill Clinton.
Ray J's
too.
Crooked penis definitely made Kim Kardashian famous.
Oh, Bill Clinton.
Did nobody know who Monica Lewinsky was?
She got a career off of that penis.
She did.
And all she did was suck it halfway.
Come on.
Busted on her dress.
Ladies, look, I'm getting there, ladies.
She didn't have to swallow. It makes me feel like I'm doing too much because I'm still just a technician. Sucking and fucking and not getting nothing from it.
You gotta be a groupie for all that.
I just don't use my vagina for personal gain. I'm smart enough that I have the, you know, the, what is it? The privilege of giving away my vagina for free because I don't have to, you know,
I'll be at the top
I don't have to sell it just to make my life okay.
You know, I don't want to talk about the whole of if men have vaginas because we would
be whores.
Yeah.
Be whores. You would just be fucking all
the
over
vagina
the place.
Gets you everything though.
It
I
does.
Mean like it is very I don't think women know how powerful a vagina is.
I mean they
is.
Do know. This? That's why there are gold diggers and there are women who want a man to do more than just give them dick.
Okay.
Sorry.
I guess.
You want to take care of you. You want your heart too. I'm sorry. Is that so much to ask? To have
we are
care
running,
about me?
We are running over. Let's
I'm
one
sorry.
More. Let's
just
do
one more. Okay. One more. So, AccuView. Now, we all know, okay, well, I work at a dye doctor's office, y'all, so AccuView is a contact lens brand company. Y'all know transition lenses, right? Like the eyeglasses that turn to like sunglasses. Uh-huh. They're going to have contacts that do that.
That is creepy.
Like, I don't, I'm here for that. I'm here for that.
What is your eye going
to
look like?
I don't think it's not going to get dark enough to like black you out, but I mean, I would love that.
And I would love that too.
Now you don't have to have, if you're light sensitive, for especially people with blue eyes.
I would just wear one.
Huh? Just one.
And that's the problem. People would do weird
look,
stuff
now,
like that.
This is why we can't have nothing nice, because people like you always ruin it for everybody else. We are trying to have nice eyes.
I just feel like people with blue eyes, they'll have really darker.
It will look a little bit darker because people with blue eyes are really light.
But I have black. My eyes are black. People say it's brown. It's black. My eyes are black.
They're not black. They're not black. Oh,
okay.
They're brown.
Okay. Sorry.
Thank you.
My bad.
That's not even like humanly
you
possible.
You can barely see them.
It's not humanly possible.
Unless you're like a demon.
But exactly. Are you?
You never know.
Illuminati. They came for him. Okay, so that is it for Lauren Explains It All.
All right, perfect. We learned a lot in that segment.
Yes, we did.
You did great.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, guys.
I learned a lot.
I'm glad I could inform you.
All right, so we're gonna move on, y'all. This is Dwayne's first show, so he's entertained by everything. I'm used to this every week. We're going to get into Darion's Dilemma. And Dwayne, if you don't know what it is, it's basically people help me out. Y'all going to help me out my situation.
Okay.
I go through things daily, okay? So I'm thinking about going vegan. I mean, I know the whole vegan rage is all over and everything like that, but I'm really thinking about like the health reasons and stuff. People were saying, like, even like the whole vegan thing, you get rid of dairy, so that helps out. But I like meat, no homo. And I like ribs. I like steak. I like sausage sandwich. I like everything. My thing is, I don't feel like it's a real meal if you don't have meat. And those whole fake Beyond Burgers and everything, like, what is in that? Like, I mean, why am I putting
black beans?
Oh, so that's real stuff.
Yeah, black beans is a thing. Apparently they're good. I haven't had them before.
I mean, I'm not really.
But that is true.
A lot of people were doing it for the whole rage. My thing, I don't want to do it for the rage. I want to do it for like
health reasons.
Yeah,
like, to be healthy.
I have like a lot of like skin problems, so I'm thinking about cut out the dairy because people said you're not supposed to. Black people said you're not supposed to
eat a lot of dairy. It messes up my skin.
Stuff like that. I don't know.
When I eat lots of chocolate, I start to break out.
Well, I like ice cream, so I don't know how that's going to work for me.
Sorry. I mean, I feel like everything's moderation.
Yeah. Have we ever considered going vegan?
No.
No, okay.
No, because I like things that I like that I refuse to cut out of my life.
Right.
Meat, mm-hmm. I love meat, but I don't eat it, like you said, for health reasons.
So, oh, okay. So what, do you eat pork?
No.
Okay. I don't eat pork. Yeah.
Oh, you don't eat meat. Oh, I didn't know. Sorry, I didn't hear that part. No, oh, snap. You don't eat meat.
No. I don't eat fish. I don't eat anything.
Whoa.
You don't eat fish either?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
But Lauren just doesn't eat pork.
I don't eat pork, and I don't eat a lot of beef either.
So what is the health reasons with the whole meat thing? I'm thinking about the dairy thing.
Meat causes cancer. A lot of meats cause cancer, especially red meat. So you want to keep the lean meat, like turkey or chicken. And even then, you don't. Honestly, the thing is, meat's not bad for you. It's just we eat too much of it. Our portions are way too big. You shouldn't have a huge portion of meat. Meat should be a very small portion. You should have more vegetables than meat. But, you know, in America, like, that's a problem with Americans. Like, if you go to other countries, their portions are half the size of our portions. We have way too much meat in our diets. If we just had less of it, it'd be fine. But we're all over-consuming it, and it's messing up
our
bodies.
And they're, like, pumped with, like, all type of...
I mean,
But that's... Like, my thing is, when they pump stuff in, that's just to make it, like... For everybody, right? I mean,
it's to make it bigger and to make them grow faster, to make their muscles stronger.
Families can like eat. You're not supposed
to eat meat because if you look at your teeth, they're not sharp.
Okay, so
you have canines though.
I'm gonna say my mom works in dentistry, like, and we do have
nuts
teeth that
and berries to grind.
Like, I don't know.
Look at,
I feel like these are made to tear up.
I mean, we have made canines. I mean, I can eat meat. I literally could destroy meat with my teeth. I mean, I guess
that's
what
they're made for.
I guess I couldn't catch like a pig and eat
him. Could you catch him and just chew on his
ass? No, but I can use my hands and my thumbs to cook him.
You could bite into a fish.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like we don't have teeth made, but we have things like dogs don't have thumbs. You know, they don't have thumbs where they can catch things, and they don't have minds where they can season it. You know, like, I just feel like we don't have, I guess, sharp enough teeth to go out and outright just kill an animal, but we have other things that will help us. You know what
I mean?
There
are certain animals that are just here that are, like, cows. Cows serve, there's no wild cows. Like, you don't just go out and be like, oh, look at the cows in their natural habitat just there. No. Cows are they're just some animals that are here. They're just to be consumed. They're just here for us to use, like, for stuff.
You don't believe that? I believe that.
I mean, I don't know their purpose, but... One of my real main reasons for not eating meat was just more spiritual, because I didn't want to put anything that was killed in my body.
Okay.
Okay.
It's just, spiritual.
Yeah, just more so life. First, it was health, because I was like 260 pounds.
Okay. Okay.
And then it became spiritual, yeah.
So you don't believe plants and, like, all living things have, like, auras and spirits and stuff? Because I believe that, you know, like, everything has energy. Like, all living things have energy. Energy. And, yeah. Like, so wouldn't plants and all that stuff also be technically, or not use, like a life?
Yeah,
like
it's grown
to. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. So my main thing, do you feel different from when you
ate meat? It has a life cycle.
That's I mean, technically, a plant has a life cycle. It's a seed, and then it grows.
That's
and,
what I'm saying. No, it has a life cycle.
Everything has a life cycle. Like,
but do you feel different from when you ate meat and when you don't? Like, do you feel hungrier? No. I mean, that's what.
The way I started, I stopped eating meat on Tuesdays and Thursdays. That was it. No meat. I ate meat the rest of the week. Then the next week, I didn't do. Only ate meat on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I didn't do it. Mm-hmm. Then the next week, I only ate meat on the weekends. Then the fourth week, I did that again. And then the fifth week, only had meat on Sundays. And by the sixth week, Sunday came. I was like, fuck that. I don't even want it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'd still want it. I love meat. Love meat, okay?
Lauren gave up bacon, and that was her prized possession.
Oh, my gosh. I used to eat, six pieces of crispy bacon. I used to work at Bob Evans. My first five years of my, working life.
Shout out to Bob Evans, by the way.
And Arnaldo, thank you. If he's still working there, I'd be like, Arnaldo, can you make me some bacon? And he would make it all crispy and delicious, and I would eat it every so good, and I miss it every fucking day.
I'm thinking about doing it. We'll see what. Maybe I'll just try it for a month or something like that.
Go slow. Don't go cold turkey. You'll never do it.
So first month, I'll just
do a day. Just a day, no day, like fucking Wednesday.
A day and vegan, or just no meat.
Just no meat. Just try it.
And go to Sprouts. Apparently, that's the store to get all natural,
organic, healthy.
Black bean burgers and stuff. My friend said it was actually really easy being vegan because of Sprouts, because there was other options for
that. That was very, that was very informational. Thank you so much. We got to move it all the way on. So we're going to just slide into talking shit. This is the topic that I've been wanting to talk about. So we remember Khloe Kardashian, Tristan Thompson, just the bold face cheating. And then she accepts him back, my thing is, do all men cheat? Do women cheat? Yeah. And would you accept somebody that cheats on you? So, and how many times can they cheat? So, I really want to dig into this. We're going to talk shit about... It started with talking shit about men who cheat. And, my body count is not really that high.
Neither is mine. So, let's put that out there now.
I don't know what we can say about Dwayne. I'm not saying no
Dwayne's
numbers.
Lived his life. Let's just say that. Dwayne is a typical man. A typical man of the 2018.
How many relationships have you been in?
Six.
Six. How many of those have you cheated in?
One.
Okay.
All of them. I'm
sorry. Let me stop. So, you never know. What made you cheat in that relationship? Like, why did you...
Opportunity. I was in high school, and at least at my school, the thing was, you gotta be my man to fuck. And I just wanted to fuck. I was like, oh, be a man? Easy. Cool. I'll be a man. So it wasn't really real, but we were like a thing in high school.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Then the next fish came along from another high school. And I was like, oh, I don't have to be your man? Cool. There you go. Wow. I got it for
so
you.
So you that's think? So are. What are you saying? You're saying that women made you cheat because you would have never cheated if
no.
You
I was just horny. I just wanted to fuck someone else.
Gotcha.
And then, but when they found out, it was like explosive. Like, she was crying and shit. And I actually felt bad. I was like, damn, I didn't mean to hurt you.
I just wanted to get my dick wet. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna turn it around. So Lauren. Mm-hmm. Not have you ever cheated, but have you ever been cheated on?
Of course I've been cheated on.
What do you mean, of course? Don't say it
I'm a woman. I'm a woman.
But don't say it like all men cheat. Don't.
They all do.
You can't overgeneralize.
80% of them cheat.
Okay, so you believe that...
If I say 70, I'm being too generous, okay?
Every man may want to cheat.
Almost every man cheats. Okay. Almost every man cheats. Because like he said, men cheat off of opportunity. Men only cheat because...
So you're the last person that cheated... 17. The last person that cheated on you. Why do you think that they cheated?
Or did you find out? It was just there.
It was just available?
It was available, and she was willing, and it was there. Or, I mean, it depends on the fact. There's different types of cheating. But
okay,
I mean,
would you accept a man that cheated on you?
Like, you have to at this point.
Okay, so how many times can he cheat on you before you're like, okay, I'm done? I need to know.
I would say two. One time, okay. you know, the trust is gone. We'll see if you act like you made a mistake and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to hurt you, blah blah blah, please give me another chance. Okay, I'll give you one more chance. It's just one time. Everybody makes a mistake, and I know you're a man and you're not perfect. No one's perfect. Forever is a long time. I get it. Whatever. Well, and second time, I'm like, look now. It's, did you not learn the first time? And then we're over. And then it, maybe if you really act like you want me back, maybe I might give you a third chance. But that's it. No more. So I'm not doing it after that. I can't.
My lack of relationships, but I have never cheated. I mean, I'm not saying that in the future that I won't. I'm not trying to put that on myself either. But I know reality. I know what attracts me and what I like. It does make me nervous that I would eventually cheat on somebody that I love. No, I will not.
Yeah,
you will. I mean, in my head, I don't think so. Because
you'll have steak all the time, and you'll be doing her all the time. And one time, the opportunity will present itself where you're out with your friends, and they've got a group of girls that are down to do it, and you just want something different, and you'll just do it on accident. That's why when men say, I didn't mean to, men really don't mean to cheat when they go out. Like, when they go out, they're not necessarily planning on fucking somebody. It's just the opportunity present itself. Y'all were fighting, or he was drunk, or whatever, and it just happen.
But you have to do like different stuff though. You know, you have to keep it spicy. You have to keep it interesting. I'm not saying swing from trees and shit whatever. Like that.
You can do whatever you want, but a man will cheat on you even if you're doing everything right. You could be cleaning the house, sucking, fucking everything, and he will still might cheat on you.
No, that's, I don't believe that.
You know what? I'm gonna have to agree with Lauren on this. I have a lot of guy friends. I don't like cheaters. These are my friends. And I've talked to them. I listen. And it just seemed like, I don't know why I cheated. I mean,
it just happened. She was just there.
So speaking of the Tristan Thompson thing, I don't know if you guys saw the video. But, I mean, he was in the club with two girls. I mean, and they was rubbing all over him and everything like that. I mean, if girls are... if girls are getting cheated on, why would they knowingly, he has somebody, why would they want to cheat with them?
Because girls are scandalous. Girls are nasty. There are a lot of hoes out there, a lot of gold diggers, and they see a basketball player with money, and they're like, yeah, let me go get that. And if he's willing to give it to me, then yeah.
If all men cheat, this is your theory, all men cheat.
Like 80%, yeah.
And he's presented with two sluts that are just there, like, ready, we can fuck right here on the couch right now. Mm-hmm. And he's not a homosexual man. He's not a mentally challenged man.
Oh, he's just a man with a pregnant woman at home that's about to have his baby any day.
He's not a regular man, though.
I'm just saying.
He's not a 9-to-5 man.
It doesn't matter what he is. Star.
People would say his full name. Tristan. Right. That's Tristan Thompson. He's a celebrity.
That would be a thing if only rich guys cheated, but all guys do it. It's guys that don't have no money be cheating on you. So what is your excuse there? Because he's got a bunch of money.
I'm defending him because I'm just saying, like, he's put in a tough situation.
Yeah, because he has beautiful women that are after him all the time. I get it. And men are weak. Men can't take... Can't take it.
Okay, not all men are. We're talking about the 80%. She's saying all men, but
100%. I mean 80%. The 80% that I'm talking about.
I'm a part of the 20. Okay,
the 80% that I'm talking part of the 22. About. Like Tristan Thompson.
But I'll tell you
that. But men that.
Hold on. He just said, "I'll tell you before I cheat." I need you to explain that right now. I don't understand that.
At least he's honest, right? Look,
depending on the situation, depending on where we are, because I was in a relationship for 4 years, never once even better than I had a motherfucker. Motherfucker, get close. I'm like, I got a girl. Scram.
That's how you're supposed to be. Why didn't Tristan Thompson do that?
Because that's hard.
But go ahead. You didn't cheat on your girl. You didn't.
But if a situation came up, and one, if I'm thinking about cheating, I'm not really connected to you the way I should be.
Okay.
Right. So if I'm thinking about cheating, I'm going to tell you as an indicator, like, hey, maybe it's something that we need to change. Maybe something that we need to do because I have attraction for other women.
So you need to start getting that kitchen and cooking, and you need to be doing
getting your cousin, but like, you're just going to cheat anyway. Well, fuck you, blah, 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 blah. Then that's probably what's going to happen. Just, there's something that we could consciously work at and be open and honest.
There is nothing a woman can do to keep her man from cheating. A woman can be doing everything that she possibly can do. All right, y'all. And a man will still cheat.
We're not going to agree on this, okay? 80% of better cheat. We only got a 30-minute show. We're wrapping it up. So our inspirational... Sorry, Joy. Next show. We gotta inspire some people, y'all. Okay, so Lauren, go ahead. What is your quote for help all these people out?
Love yourself first, because that's who you'll be spending the rest of your life with.
That's very true. Right?
Because like you that. Can't just be going out. I'm going through this now personally, where I feel like I've loved other people more than I love myself, and that's an issue. So you need to love yourself because you're worth it.
Okay, Dwayne, go ahead.
I should have said mine earlier because ours are a little similar.
We try to talk about it first.
Mine is people are only what they think of themselves. Okay. By this guy, right. His name is Ai Yazawa, and he's the creator of the Nana manga and anime series, and it's a nice little Korean drama.
Okay.
It's a good show.
I like anime.
Nice. All right, so mine's is, if there is no struggle, there is no progress. Okay, so
exactly.
You got to be doing something. You can't just
success is hard.
Because I'll be going to the couch and get swole.
Well, my thing is, I'll be going to the gym and I stop going.
Oh my gosh, I'm
oh
trying
my
to
God.
Go to the gym,
I'm
y'all.
Trying to run again, y'all. Oof. It is difficult. Anyway, this is the end of our show. Very interesting show. Thank you so much, Dwayne, for coming and being on the show. Also, thank you all for listening. And if they want to find you on social media, where can they find you, Dwayne?
I'm not on social media.
Oh, just kidding.
I'm off the grid.
Because he's fucking, that's
oh
why.
Oh my God. Just, so,
guys who be fucking don't have social
have
because
no
the girls get them
media?
Caught up.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I'm on social media.
Okay,
and on Instagram at LaurenTheG because I'm not fucking like that.
And you can find me on IG. I'm Truth or Darion. Oh, I'm not. I'm the Dawn Darion. D-A-R-I-O-N. Sorry. This episode done messed me up. We will see y'all next week. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, on blogtalkradio.com. We'll see y'all next week. Adios.
Bye.
Bye-bye.